The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Okay, so last time, forgive us. It has been literally months.
Shitty excuse.
Yeah.
Last time, rocks fall. Troy died. We're caught up.
Troy did die.
I mean, I didn't die. I'm still here.
If you wouldn't have said anything, they wouldn't have questioned it.
That's just a soundboard. Troy is in fact dead.
I didn't die. I'm still here.
Perfect. I'm playing a Kanku now, and I'm just hitting buttons.
So you guys are still in the middle of the Death Tyrant's lair.
Oh, we are?
I thought we left.
I don't remember if you left or not.
Well, we left. We're in the tower now.
You're in which tower?
I don't know what tower. The Wizard's Tower.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were going to go back to Araj and drop off the components that you found.
So we either skip ahead or you give us a rando in the middle.
Yeah, you found the Trillimac in the footstep of a demon lord, and you got the ichor of a demon lord. So you went and took that back to...
Araj.
Yeah, the tower. I can't think of the guy's name. Bazarin.
Yeah.
Are we still missing components that he needed? Like,
Yes.
What do we need?
We have to go to the labyrinth and get one or two more things.
That's we need to get Angel's Feathers.
Angel's Feathers. The heart of a Garistro.
Right.
I'm not sure what else you're missing. Well, and you have to go to Menzo Baranzan to get Gromf's grimoires.
The other two things were part of the labyrinth.
Right, that's the,
the angel's wing.
That's the thing we should do last, because I think that's the most fun to do last.
Let's go to the labyrinth. I think the labyrinth was our plan.
Yeah, the plan was
it
labyrinth.
It damn well
first.
Better be.
we're going to Menzo Baranzan now.
We're Tamask
mushrooms. We're going back to the surface. Fuck
Tamask mushrooms. Tamask mushrooms.
For those that didn't realize from the last couple of episodes, we kind of derailed because I was wearing a tinfoil hat, and Jeff, I think, was not pleased and tried to kill several of us.
It's not that I wasn't pleased. It's just, it's like, okay, I guess we'll do this.
And from anybody who
Have
wants,
fun, folks.
What's really interesting is to think about this from the audience perspective, because it's the same sore throat, obviously, from when we ran Iconoclast next week. But if current release schedules are happening, this sore throat airs to the audience probably 6 months after that other sore throat does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff, I probably have a minute.
Huh?
Do I probably have a minute?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Try not to knock your drink over on the way. On the cords.
They're covered.
It's an ASMR podcast now.
If people like hearing raspy throats.
I was talking about you just pouring the drink.
Is there anything you're wanting to do? Are you getting ready to head back out?
The Araj Dice Tower we were promised last episode.
I'm working on that, actually.
We want the items that we requested, the side.
No, dude's assassin. Not back yet.
Dude ain't coming back.
The Ring of Elemental Earth.
I don't even remember. If
I want to make it prepared.
I hope you guys have written down what you asked for.
Yeah, Ring of Elemental Earth.
Staff of the Woodlands. A +4 shield. I remember it very specifically because Troy and I sat and talked about it, and he helped design his own character around the magical items that we currently have floating in a bag of holding next to me.
Nice. I believe you guys left folks at Neverlight Grove. Because that's where you left from?
No, I think we sent... No. They never came to Neverlight Grove. Because we originally angled them towards the labyrinth around Neverlight Grove so they wouldn't have to deal with the Myconids.
Oh. So where do you think those guys have gotten up to?
Oh, they did.
I would assume that they're not far off. We didn't, send them into the labyrinth on their own.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like, hey, we're going to stop at Neverlight Grove because we know
I think there was something about... you were going to go to Neverlight Grove ahead of them and bring them back if you could.
It was like, here's the straight line. you go that way. We're going to go off just a little bit here and handle this shit.
Yeah, and I mean, Schroeder has his teleporting tree network we're building too, so...
It's God, easy. I'm glad he did that.
It's easy enough to pop back to...
It's part of the reason why I went Circle of Spores. Yeah. I was like, oh, because I'll be able to do this with mushrooms. So, yeah.
So we could go back to Araj with the Death Tyrant, because I think that we had talked about mounting it to the tower. And see if there's anything else that we need. And then immediately pop back to Neverlight Grove and continue where we were headed.
Yep. So do you have written down the components that you're looking for?
Yeah, we've got... we still need six feathers from Angels, the heart of a Garistro demon, and then Gromf Bonre's memoirs. Because we've already gotten the Tamask mushrooms, we've got the blood nicker of a demon lord, we've gotten the central eye of a beholder, we've also gotten purple worm eggs.
Cool.
We've been pretty efficient.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when we're here, for us. Yeah. Especially for us. Like.
Yeah, I mean, really the only thing that's been like off the rails was last time.
It wasn't off the rails.
No, I had mentioned it.
You did.
That's why you knew to go for it.
And I'm curious in the edit, who brought it up?
It was you.
Oh, no, there's no way I remembered the Death Tyrant.
No, it was you.
I would be shocked.
Because I think we passed like an Arcana check to recognize that it wasn't quite the same.
Yep.
I think I did.
You got the religion check or something like that.
I'm definitely interested because I think that there's another subtle group here at play, but... We can carry on.
You what?
I just have this conspiracy theory that in and amongst all this abyss stuff, there's some underlying current of something that we have not discovered yet, and I am determined to find it. Kira's the only one left alive who remembers any of it.
Actually, you got some of it. Some of the stuff that nobody's really seeing when you were in Graven Hollow. You saw Loth's plan.
Right, yes. I do remember that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if she would be connected to beholders and elithids, and I didn't... I think all of that is connected in some way. So, don't ask me why Kira/Cody believe that. Probably just tinfoil hat.
Okay.
But I do believe it is a thing.
Sweet. So what
I
thought
the Death Tyrant might be involved.
Oh. So what are you guys doing?
Menzo Berenson?
Little did we know that... never mind. Carry on. There's a joke there, but I can't make the connection fast enough because my brain isn't functioning properly.
Viserion has little time to talk to you. He takes the reagents and everything, but he is preparing for his ritual.
Cool.
Okay.
Let's all go to the labyrinth. Let's all go to the labyrinth.
Okay. I know that you guys had a Modron.
Correct.
Is he with the folks that you left?
I would assume he's at the tower.
I would assume the Modron's at the tower.
Arash. Okay.
Because I think that you were going to take the Modron with you because...
Oh, that's right. We were going to take the Modron to the...
The maze engine.
The maze engine.
Did we get here via Stargate Tree?
Yes.
Yeah, we can bounce back and forth via Stargate Tree.
That's what I thought.
So yeah, the Modron may not actually be here then.
Okay. If he is here, he can pop back with us, regardless.
Yeah. So you guys pop back to Neverlight Grove, right?
As long as we don't need Troy's new character to meet us in Araj, then yes.
Yeah, you already left him.
Oh, okay.
He did. Make a new one.
Okay. So you don't think that you had them come back to Neverlight Grove, so you're there on your own, right?
Correct.
Yes.
There's a bunch of dead Myconids. There's other life... life forms and stuff living in Neverlight Grove, but you guys are basically on your own there. What are you doing?
I think we already looked into the tower there too, didn't we? The tower at Neverlight Grove.
You can. I don't know.
I felt like we already did.
I don't know that you guys went in there this time. I know that they went over to it the first time they were here. But yeah, you'll find it abandoned.
Gaia.
It kind of looks like a big fungal holding tank for Zuktamoy.
We make bird calls into the air to signal our other party.
What other party?
Aren't they around Neverlight Grove, not in it?
Okay, so you're regrouping.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. There is nothing else for us to do in Neverlight Grove. We have functionally stamped out all the spore people.
Yes, you have.
Literally,
at least all the bad ones.
And the good ones.
Only the bad ones.
Probably quite a few of the good ones,
too. Well, how many were left after the fight with...
One.
There was only one left?
Yeah.
Which one?
The one that you took with you.
No, I'm talking about the group of good...
No. They're back doing their thing.
Got ya. I assumed that they would come back to Neverlight Grove.
No, they were actually going to stay and try and help recover, or help Aramicus recover.
Gotcha.
I mean, after that battle with the astral battle that we talked about, mm-hmm. and everything like that, you can see like giant swaths of the fungus that's just dead.
Right.
When you guys had to destroy that part of Aramicus, it wasn't just in the spiritual realm. It took out massive chunks.
Got ya.
Of all the fungus that was growing there.
Yeah, because we burned it out. I forgot about that.
So yeah, I think joining up with the party and continuing to the maze engine.
We're actually not that far from the labyrinth area.
Yeah, that's why you guys went this way.
Yeah, we were headed to the labyrinth, and then we're like, hey, let's just handle this while we're here.
So on your travels, you get to right about the area where the edge of the labyrinth is.
Mm-hmm.
You come to a cliff overlooking. You can see down below. There's it looks like old mine shafts all over the place, coming in one direction, going out another, and you know that that's the beginnings of the labyrinth. But on this cliff, overhanging and looking down, there's a tower.
Okay.
Like you do.
It's about a 40-foot high tower.
30-foot?
40-foot.
40-foot.
Cool, let's go to the labyrinth.
What appears to be the purpose of said tower?
You have no idea.
Red herring.
Then we have to investigate.
Oh, fuck, okay.
Is it full of death tyrants?
Have you met him before?
It's still...
Yeah, fight the death tyrant now.
It's still one of my favorite jokes from... was it Pup in Scooby-Doo? The redheaded kid's name was Red Herring.
Yes.
Yeah. Red herring.
And you can go and buy the bucket of clues.
Yeah.
Does the construction of the tower look at any way related to the mines?
No, not at all.
Does it look?
It's actually not a stone tower. When you get close enough to really see it, it's metal.
No.
It's a very dark metal.
Nine-inch nails metal.
That's
or...
not metal enough.
Mastodon metal.
We're looking like Lorna Shore, probably.
Just keep making references to bands we don't listen to.
Yeah.
Metal.
Like Ronnie James Dio metal.
That's actually pretty fucking good metal.
Like a rainbow in the dark.
What are you guys doing? Are you approaching? Are you trying to get in? Are you
trying
to
figure
walk
out
fast?
How many Dio references I can make to this metal tower?
I mean, you can keep making them. I don't. They go right over my head, so I don't care.
Do we have to paint our faces to get in?
My voice is fucking powerful, Jeff.
Jeff's a very particular type of old. It's not metal old.
It's not metal old.
No, not really.
Jeff's more of a Lawrence Welk.
There's a reason why he popped up when... I would say there's a reason why he popped up when he's mentioned OAR earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got made fun of earlier for my my old-timey insults. I called everybody pansies, and
I corrected him and said it's not the 50s, it's pussies. And he said I like pansies, and I said I think they're
moving on.
So
is there a light on? Like, what do we?
There was a light.
There are.
It's a red light.
There are like arrow slits and stuff up around the tower, and you can see light coming from inside.
How new does this look?
Yeah.
Pristine.
All right.
Hang on.
You guys get up close enough, you can tell that it's made of adamantine.
Nice. So you can't crit it. What? That's what that's for.
No, you can't crit the guy wearing it.
Oh. There's a joke about hitting the broadside of an adamantine barn or something, but I'm not sure where it goes. Is there a door?
There is a door. Big double door.
Does it have a bell pull?
No.
Are there two huge knockers?
Are you a wizard without detect magic?
Possibly.
I slam one of them.
Have you met Lucas?
Have you?
Yeah, the first time he was a warlock that could cast detect magic anytime he wanted, and he did it repeatedly. to the point I started fucking with him.
I'd like to grab one of the large knockers and bang it against the door.
Bang your head.
Bang, bang, bang.
Metal hath to drive you mad.
You wait for a bit. There's no answer.
I expected some little man to pop his head out of the door and say, not no way, not no how. That's the...
Nobody sees the wizard.
It's just Dio.
That'd be awesome.
He was not that big of a dude. He's like 5'5". Yeah. R.I.P.
Master Exploder, though.
I'll try the door.
This is just a tree. It is sealed.
If only we had a decent rogue.
Yep. Not you? Okay.
Do we have a rogue in the party? Of 15,000 people we have with us?
How about you make me an Arcana check, Lucas?
Okay. That's a natural 20.
That's you, a skill roll.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if this needs to be shuffled or not.
We also need a fleeting luck token, please.
I'll take one of those, too, yeah.
Is it Frank or Beans who made the roll?
I did like Franks and Beans.
Frank and Beans.
Not the worst card.
Natural 20. You do recognize this tower.
I do?
You do.
Been here before? Or I just like
no, it's not that it. it's not that you've been here before. It's not that you recognize this tower as a landmark. You recognize this tower as a magic item.
Game respect okay. Game, Lucas.
What is it?
This it's is
Mordenkainen's
Darren's instant fortress.
Oh, okay.
You know that whoever this belongs to has sealed the front door. You guys aren't getting in unless you break it down.
Even with like a with knock?
No, I don't believe it works with, or I don't believe knock will open it. But from the ones that you've seen before, there's usually a hatch in the top.
Okay, which is 40 feet up?
Yep.
If only we had a cat person who could climb the...
Or we could just knock on the door if you wanted.
Yeah,
I did that.
Did you miss the part where I grabbed the huge knocker?
Keep and knocking. Banged it.
Oh, fudge. Fireball.
Does it appear scalable?
You probably could.
I will attempt to
climb. Sure you've got ropes and grappling hooks and shit.
I'm a barbarian. I just climb the shit.
You could. Rage at the tower.
Hey, Grady.
I mean...
Or I could just do that.
I mean, that it's less cool, but yes, you could do that.
I cast spider climb on the barbarian.
I attempt to climb up the fortress.
Sure, give me an athletics roll.
Even with spider climb?
Oh, no, you can get up there just fine. Is it just on Kira?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can only do it on one like, it's a touch. You only do it on one person.
I mean, you can do it two more times.
I mean, I could. Or we could just hand him a rope.
Shut up, your character's dead.
Yeah, you get up to the top. You can see...
If I see the window with the lights on, I'll knock on the window.
No, the only windows you see going up are like arrow slits.
Okay. I'll climb up to the top.
Make me a perception check as you're climbing.
We're going to do our best to not talk over his cough so we can cut it. So it's a cleaner cut.
That's a net 1.7.
Well, that's a good way to start off.
You make it to the top.
Yep. You guys should never rely on me to roll anything.
You see...
That's why I play the DM and cheat.
You see four gargoyles, a trap door in the middle. Actually, is it? No, it's not on the middle. It's on...
You're a dick.
I'm a dick.
I'm just assuming this is your fortress. Huh?
From the side, from you, where the door was, the trap door is to one side.
Okay. I think I got it in my mind.
You do see movement from the gargoyles, but nothing is attacking.
What's up?
They don't budge.
Answer us this question 3.
What is your favorite color?
Blue.
Wait, orange.
I don't remember what language it is I speak. I would try the language anyway.
Is it Sylvan? No.
Terran.
Terran.
Do you have Identify?
I don't know if
He's a useless wizard, so no.
You do realize that all of your spells are not prepared all at the same time, right?
Yeah, I'm only flipping through the ones that are...
Okay. At the front. I'm just making sure.
If it's not in
You're
here.
Flipping through a whole book of spells. I'm making sure.
A lot of spells.
Make your quips into the mic so they can be heard over the coughing man.
I have a lot of spells. No, and if I do have it...
Try not to suck any spells on your way to the parking lot, Lucas.
It's not prepared, but I do have it.
Is it? I think it's a ritual.
So, how much space is there at the top?
It's a 1 minute casting time. So, rituals are 10 minutes, though, right?
Yes.
10 minutes plus regular casting. Yes. You know that to be able to use this tower, you will have to know the command words.
Even to open the hatch?
No, to shrink it down and bring it back up to size.
Gotcha.
Identify will give you that.
It will give me the word I need.
Yes.
Margaret Thatcher shrinks it.
So even though it's not...
Viagra.
Prepped as a ritual, I can still...
As a ritual, so long as it's in your spell book, you can cast it. It just takes the extra 10 minutes.
Okay. I can do that.
Yeah, you can. You don't have to mark anything off for it either.
I got a spell slot.
No, nope. Rituals no, are not... Rituals don't burn.
That's right.
That's why they take 10
That's
minutes.
That's right. First ritual I've ever cast, guys. Sorry.
What was your question?
How big is the area on top of this fortress?
It's about 40 feet by 40 feet.
So it's pretty big. Okay.
What's the special word? Oklahoma?
You'll get there sooner or later.
I will...
I think it's 40. Yes.
I will...
40 feet square.
Walk over to one of the gargoyles.
Yes.
I will tie a length of 50-foot rope to one of its legs.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of side-eyeing it to see if it does anything.
Doesn't do anything.
Yank on it to make sure it feels anchored appropriately, and then toss the rope over the side. Sweet. Come on up. Spellcasters first.
Whatever. I'll climb it.
Okay.
While casting your ritual?
Oh, right. I'm casting a ritual, so I'll sit there and finish my ritual first.
Okay.
Hey, what are you casting?
Shh.
No, I don't trust you. What are you casting? And I smack him upside the head and hoping to break up the ritual. And I said, what are you doing? Because I don't know that I want to be on top of this thing if you're getting ready to fucking shrink it. Not that I know
that
that's
what
you're doing.
Not that you would know that what
I'm doing. I don't want
I
your...
I assume that you guys communicate. I shouldn't
that's a
do
poor
that.
Assumption.
Well, then you wouldn't know what I'm doing.
I'm up here.
Shouldn't do that.
He's saying that we're communicating.
Jeff, you've been here for the last 8 years, right?
I don't know that he can read, if I'm being honest.
I have a spell book.
Wait, I'm not talking about your character. I'm talking about you.
I say, are we talking
it's
about...
mostly just the math part that I can't do.
What, you looked at the spell, and you looked at it. You didn't read it when we talked about casting it as a ritual, and then you said you couldn't cast it as a ritual. And then you said, it's a ritual. And then you looked at it again, and then you're like, oh, yeah, it's a ritual. So...
Is the book turned right side up?
Yeah. I can't
yes.
tell. Let me see the book. It's upside down. Turn it over.
It is right side up. I got that part right.
So, like, when this thing shrinks, is it instantaneous? Are we going to fall 40 feet if we're standing on the top of the thing?
I'll wait.
You got a natural 20. I mean, are you talking to him or are you?
Yeah, no, I'm going to tell him everything I can possibly fucking
but
know.
But I also...
You know that it will not shrink so long as somebody's in there.
Well, there you go. You're fine as long as you're on the inside.
And did you say that someone saw movement inside?
No.
The movement
no.
was one of the gargoyles were alive.
I think all four of them are alive.
Probably.
I'm honest.
Yep.
They're probably waiting for you to open the hatch before they try to kill you.
That's why I didn't open the hatch. That's why I tied the rope off so other people could come and investigate. People who understand the magics.
Investigation.
I'll climb
to the top. Are you going
to
hang around and finish your spell? Are you going to do it later?
No, I'll go ahead and finish it. That way I know what the word is.
Cool.
If I hear, like, battle, I'll stop.
And you're not going ahead until everybody gets there.
No, I feel like opening that door is a great way to get attacked by four gargoyles,
okay,
so
cool.
I figure I'll
so
wait.
So we wait 10 minutes, I get my shit, and then I'll
use
go
use the
up.
Rope and time together.
Like so. Shoelaces. Good call. That's a good idea.
Till they all just spin in a circle and then, like, tie me up like Bugs Bunny.
Hey, you know.
Don't give him ideas.
We're not going to think this too far through.
Plan C. I'm to plan A.
Hey,
plan
you A's. Should write down the code word.
He's no good anymore.
You actually figure out two command words. One is to open the front door and the trap door on the roof.
Like simultaneously or individually?
Either.
Okay, what's the word?
Mimsy.
Bird.
And the transformation word is Brillig.
Mimsy.
Got it. I'll climb up the rope.
Cool. So you're going to open the trap door then?
Is that what you want me to do?
I don't know. We're on top of a magical fortress. I unfortunately must, you know, acquiesce to your talents in this area. Much as it pains me to do so.
Just perhaps prepare for battle.
Yep.
Mimsy.
The hatch opens and you see the four gargoyles settle down, like a tension went out of them.
I think we're good.
Think.
Pull up the rope, leaving it attached to the leg, and then drop it down the hatch.
Okay, there's a ladder.
Oh, there's a ladder.
I climb down the ladder.
That's fine. We'll climb down the ladder.
I like the idea of a trap door hatch with no way to get to it from the top.
I mean, if you're magical, you'd fly or some shit. Fuck, I don't know.
Top level of this tower, it looks like a lab. Like a wizard's lab. And there is a dead body in the middle of the floor.
Fuck's sake.
Roll the body.
Roll the body.
All of a sudden, the police come in.
Hit a disturbance down the street.
I didn't kill my wife.
I don't care.
I was dead at the time.
She was attacked by an owl and she fell down the stairs.
Albert, don't care.
Thanks, Troy.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
I
even tried to put the accent on as best as I could.
The body is for sure dead. Like, I'll check for a pulse.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's dead. It's like decay dead.
No, it does look fresh. It looks very fresh. There's still wet blood on the floor.
Check the pockets. Check for a...
You don't find much in the pockets.
Check his wallet.
No. definitely wearing robes that you would associate with a wizard.
What color?
Fuck, I don't know.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter then.
Wizard colored.
Wizard.
Yeah, wizard colored. It's octarine.
You prick.
All right. Like, what kind of things am I seeing in the lab?
You see
anything of use?
You see one wall. As you're coming down the ladder, the wall to your left is bookshelves. Mm-hmm. You see a workstation with potion stuff, books spread out. You see a circle on the floor. What you recognize as a magic circle.
Sure, sure, sure.
You see various workstations, and you see a fairly large chest.
Like,
is anybody good at
what letter chest? Is she alive?
It's a fairly large. You talk about D's, G's.
I want to fit in a what knockers joke here, and I haven't found a place for it yet.
I mean, you keep really trying.
I am. I'm trying to just force it. Kira goes, boring, and she goes down to the next level.
Okay.
I'm not bored. No, hang on.
No,
Kira?
No,
in all seriousness, is anybody good at checking for traps?
Hang on.
Oh, they call
yeah.
It.
Kira? That rogue that's dead.
Kira goes down to the next level. You see, it looks like a hallway with chambers on either side.
Because I want to see Lucas investigate this chest, but I will just go and kind of like use the butt end of my glaive and just like push the doors open if I could push them open.
Looks like bed chambers.
I mean, that's what I expect, but I would kind of do a once over.
The one, as you're coming down the ladder, the ones on the left side, much higher class than the two or three on the other side.
Okay. I'm just going to keep, I'm clearing the room SWAT team style, so.
Yeah. You go into what you assume are servants' quarters. You will find two dead servants.
I will roll the bodies.
You find nothing on them.
Any idea how they died?
It looks... Give me a medicine roll.
Tell you. 100%.
That's a gentleman's 9.
Okay. You can see signs of a fight. You can see defensive wounds. You can see...
I've done those. Do I get a bonus die?
No.
Okay.
No, there's more that you could see, but they're...
No,
you got to roll high enough.
Fair enough. I was just like, like if it was some magic, yeah, for sure, or poisoning or a heart attack.
Schroeder, what do
you do? I was going to do the same thing with the wizard.
Oh, okay.
I want to get an understanding.
Oh, yeah, medicine check. Go for it.
It's a 6.
It's an 11.
You get about the same level of information.
Okay.
Lucas, what are you doing?
Grab the chest. Grab the chest. Grab the chest. Grab the chest. Mage hand. Open it with mage hand. How about knock?
I actually thought about casting knock just in case it actually was locked. I don't want to touch it if it's trapped. But nobody wanted to check for traps.
Who's going to check for traps?
Anybody can check for traps.
So, check for traps. Roll an investigation.
That's another natural 20.
Sweet.
The chest says, danger, do not open.
This says, open, awesome fucking chest. Get great cool item inside.
You, from your investigation, you can tell that it's not locked.
Okay.
You can also see no sign of traps.
Then I'll kick it open with my toe.
Cool.
Boom, because you didn't detect magic, you dumb fuck.
Exactly. You open it up and you see two flashes, one after another. There's these weird glyphs on the inside of the lid. The first one pops and there's a bright light and a beam shoots out and hits you in the chest.
Don't you get the dodge?
Nope.
This sounds like bullshit.
Nope. You look down and you can see like this glowing little mote. And then there's another flash in the chest.
Mote?
Yes.
Like around
a mote of
castle?
Light.
Oh,
M-O-T-E.
I was like thumping around a castle?
Nope.
Sorry.
Yep. You got a ring of water
then,
around.
Sorry, there was a second half. That was...
There is a second flash from the chest, but you don't really notice anything about it.
Cool.
Roll for initiative, please.
Okay.
You're still up here. You're downstairs.
Right. Do you want me to end the initiative?
We can.
It's up to you. I don't care. I can roll later if you want. Perhaps from the screams.
This card might be more useful to you.
We can go ahead and get you in the order, but you won't go until you are cognizant of what's going on upstairs.
That's not a bad idea, Lucas.
If I use that, will that negate what just happened?
Probably not.
He didn't roll.
Does it matter? Does not seem to specify that it must be.
I'm just throwing out there. I think you're narratively fucked, not mechanically. Is he mechanically fucked or narratively fucked?
Yep.
Fair enough. I think you're narratively fucked.
Okay.
Why? What is it?
Don't worry about it.
He can fuck with your roll. You didn't roll.
Oh, no. There's nothing to roll yet.
It doesn't specify that it's a roll. It specifies that it's a hit.
A hit implies that there's a roll.
There hasn't been a hit yet.
I was hit with a thing.
A thing landed on you.
Move on.
You didn't lose any life?
Not yet.
You weren't hit.
I hope I'm cursed and I get to fuck with you guys. That'd be great.
Just murder you on the spot and move on.
Is this
on.
Your character? Are we like one character now? Is
that I don't really need a...
No. God, no.
You don't really need to roll initiative?
I don't, no. Huh. Lucas.
19. Well, plus a bunch of numbers, but it's fine. I don't even care.
11.
Oh, you want mine?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and get you in.
80,085.
Okay.
And as he says 80,085, I yell, Kira!
And
I had a feeling he'd spin that, so it didn't matter what I said.
Okay.
It spells boobs on the calculator.
Okay, so.
What?
The fact that it really does spell boobs on the calculator.
Yeah.
It took you a minute.
Yeah.
That means, Lucas, it's your turn.
He can still go.
But he's unaware of what's going on.
He's unaware of what's going on yet. So he's not actually
in or anything. At least made a noise.
Ah! Pain! Flash! Boom!
No, there's no pain. You haven't been hurt by anything.
How do I feel?
You feel fine.
Okay.
There's just a little glowing thing on your chest.
I try to
laser sight.
You touch it? Okay.
There's nothing in front of me to fight.
You feel your
make
heartbeat.
A reflex save.
It's already touching me, isn't it?
Yes.
So then what's the difference?
The difference is you interacted with it.
Oh. Reflex save? You mean dexterity?
Dexterity save, I'm sorry.
That wasn't just the cough because of a cough. That was a cough because of a
Not
laugh.
Great.
No?
Nope.
What was it?
It's a 7.
Cool.
Give me all the
Holy
death.
Holy shit.
Oh my god, is it really?
It's a delayed blast fireball.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. When I said it was beeping, it's pretty...
Yeah.
13, 23,
I would go back to argue that he had to have hit you to do that, but I think you were narratively fucked.
See, that's what I'm saying.
God, that's a lot of ones.
There was a lot of ones.
That's
there.
Fair.
Will that work?
I don't know.
No, because he didn't roll to hit you.
It's not a successful hit.
It's got something to do with
then. Don't
trunk.
Roll damage.
It's an area of effect. Yeah. Look at fireball.
It's a save. It's not an attack roll.
Do you think?
You totally made me lose count.
The rest of them were ones.
Just have to roll them again, I guess.
I know. Okay, I got 10 on 46. There's still some ones in there. And those sixes this time. 10. 31 points of damage.
Okay.
I don't know that you would notice this right now. But you notice that blast, you see it go off. It does not go beyond 5 feet around him. It's like it's hitting a mime's box.
Okay. Weird.
And
would I get an arcana check to know what that is?
You can. Lucas, you are surrounded by smoke and it is very hard to breathe now.
Do I hear a delayed blast?
No.
27.
And you don't notice sound coming out either.
27.
27? That looks like a force cage.
Weird.
Okay. Did it spill bad? I can't see it.
Don't, on top of your dice bag. It's on your dice bag.
Hold on.
Wait, isn't this a video show?
You know you're an alcoholic.
Isn't this a video show?
You know you're an alcoholic when you spilled two swallows of beer onto his dice bag and proceeded to suck it off of his dice bag like Jeez, just going to town on that sack.
Okay. Do you have an action or anything that you would like to take right now?
Should I roll Arcana to figure out what's going on as well then?
Oh yeah.
Or do I know what's going on?
Sure.
There's another really useful spell I think you should have right now.
Is it Dispel Magic?
No, I don't think that will help you.
No.
It's a reaction. It's low level reaction.
Counterspell?
Hey.
What? Yeah, I don't think I have that, dude. Unless my my face step natural ability works for that.
What is it?
It's essentially like Misty Step. I poof and poof.
So it's a teleportation?
Yeah.
Okay.
30 moves me 30 feet out.
You can try it.
I don't know if there's 30 feet in the movement of space in here to move, is there?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'll try to use it. It's just a bonus action.
Make a charisma save.
Poof and poof. A charisma save?
Yep.
Testing a theory. Whatever's in there is probably worth it.
Nope. It's a 5.
It's a 5?
It's the second 4 I've rolled today.
4 more damage as you smack into the side of that box.
Okay.
Bam!
So that didn't work.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The principles of thermodynamics and gas exchange are probably going to be a problem for you here shortly.
Actually,
that's nasty. Like,
make me a constitution save, Lucas.
You fuck. That's funny. That's real funny. Is this written in the book?
No.
I should have known.
The tower is. But it was like there's a tower here and
that's nasty as shit. I see what you're doing. You're kind of a prick.
I wondered who was going to be the one to open it.
Con save.
It would have been better if it was me, because I happen to have a certain item on that I wouldn't need to be making a con save.
Yeah.
They're both 10, so they're both 14.
Huh?
14.
You don't get advantage all the time, Lucas. It's only for...
I get advantage on con saves.
For maintaining a spell. That's what more War Mage is. Or Warcaster.
Either way, they're both tens. It doesn't fucking matter.
Okay. Okay. You don't lose your breath. It's like you ever try holding your breath and exert yourself at the same time?
Sure.
You just tried to exert yourself and smashed into a wall. You didn't. You rolled high enough. You didn't lose your breath.
Cool.
So next, it's going to be Schroeder, but I need to get the suffocation rules out.
Kinky.
Don't give a fuck if I open another beer up.
Are you going to suck it off your own bag?
I'm 99% sure you guys have something that you can figure out to do about this, but I want to see how quickly you can be creative.
Editor, please fast forward to the next 13 fucking stupid ideas we have.
Smash cut.
I mean,
I'm looking at potential options.
That is an option. Let's put that far down on the letter options, but that is an option. Is it touch? I don't think it is it?
What? No, it's not.
That probably won't work. I think that's fairly creative.
The bottom one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one I was talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I thought you were giving me that.
No, I think that one's fairly creative. That one won't work.
I'm going to do the creative one, by the way.
Okay. For the record, a creature can hold its breath, which you didn't lose your breath, for a number of minutes equal to 1 plus its constitution modifier, which is...
Sorry, my constitution modifier?
Yes. I think you have a high
4.
One. Okay, so you can hold your breath for 5 minutes. When a creature runs out of breath or is choking, it can survive for a number of rounds equal to its constitution modifier. Minimum 1 round. At the start of its next turn, it drops to 0 hit points and is dying, and it can't regain hit points or be stabilized until it can breathe again.
How long was it?
He's got a while. So we don't necessarily have to go in initiative, but if you guys try a bunch of shit that doesn't work, we'll get into...
Can characters intentionally fail a save?
It depends. Why?
If I inform them?
Right now, he can't hear you.
Okay.
Just like you couldn't hear the blast. It is stopping everything.
You probably want to look that up some more before you... I think there's a thing about that you want to double check. Okay. It's not a bad idea. I think it'd be fun. Be worth a shot. Be like spinning a random wheel of chance. Do you want to hand wave me getting back up there, Jeff, or do you want me to still try and...
No, that's fine.
Is the lid still open?
Yes.
Kira will go and cautiously take a look at the lid.
Okay.
Still mechanisms or anything in there?
No, there's no mechanisms, but you see 2 burn spots in the underside of the lid.
Okay. If I kind of poke at them with the end of my glaive, nothing happens. I'm presuming nothing.
No, they're no less burned.
I mean, I'm not interrupting anything. Closing the lid doesn't appear to do anything.
No.
Like, those are all the obvious things that you would try first, so I will go through that. Close the lid, bang on it, look and see if there's something to smash.
Yep.
I will do that.
Schroeder, what are you thinking?
Thinking I need to understand something.
You need to read that spell before you do it.
I did.
Lucas, is there anything you'd like to try and do?
Oh, I don't know that it would work, but I can try casting Dispel Magic. It is a creature, object, or magical effect, but I don't know if this is a magic... But I know this is a magical effect.
It is.
Would I know how high of a level this spell would be?
You know, I don't remember. It's a 7th level spell.
So there's no... Then there's no way I can use this to quash it.
Isn't there a roll?
For each spell of 4th level or higher on the target. Is this considered the target?
If you're targeting the magical effect,
make an ability check using the spell casting ability. Your spell casting ability. The DC equals 10 plus the spell's level, so the DC would be 17 then.
Correct.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter how high of a level
okay.
I cast this, does it?
No. Because you can't cast that at 7th level.
When you
I'm
cast
sure.
the spell using a spell slot of 4th level or higher, it automatically end the effects of the spell on the target.
Now, I am going to warn you. You have to speak.
Well, yeah.
It's going to make it hard to keep holding your breath. So once you start trying to cast, your time is going to start running out more quickly.
You gotta try something.
Yeah. Oh no, I agree. I'm just
warning. When you cast the spell, you use a spell slot of 4th level or higher. You automatically end the effects of the spell on the target if the spell's level is equal to or less than the level of the spell slot you saw.
Yeah. Correct. If you cast it at 7th level, you could.
So either way, I've got to roll
a DC 17 using your spellcasting modifier.
Which is intelligence, I believe, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck beans. I mean, it's worth a shot. So I'll cast that.
That's not going to be useful.
I didn't think it would.
Because of the time.
That is a 19.
This is a minute.
Okay. Hey, Troy.
That's an hour.
Look at Force Cage there and read the very last line of the spell description.
It can't be dispelled by magic.
It can't be dispelled by dispel
then
magic.
If I know what it is, I would know that.
That's a fair point, yes.
So I'm not going to fucking waste the spell okay. then.
That's why I made my Arcana check so when I went and looked up what the spell was.
So forget okay. about it.
What else you got?
I guess I'm jerking off with my breath hold. I don't know.
No. He's going out David Carradine style, folks.
Give me that belt, will you?
Go read the spell. If you know it's Force Cage, go read the spell.
Well,
yeah.
What page is it on? What page is that? Sure.
Kira will proceed to hit it with a magic glaive.
243.
Okay. Move it. Push it.
Doesn't anything.
Bop it. Twist it. Pass it.
I can give you fresh air for a minute.
Bump, 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 bump.
Can you?
Helps.
Yeah.
Blink wouldn't work either.
Yeah, it would. He just has to pass. He has to pass a charisma roll.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, because blink doesn't teleport you. Blink puts you on the ethereal plane. This extends to the ethereal plane.
I see what you're saying.
So I can't bop it, move it, pass it, twist it, push it, pull it. We've tried nothing, and we're all out of ideas.
Troy, do you have any ideas?
I actually have an excellent idea. I don't know that I would know it, though. And fuck, he's the one that... Never mind. That's pushing the narrative a bit too far. I have an excellent idea.
You've been around enough mages.
Lucas, roll me another Arcana check.
And again, your intelligence...
Yeah, I can't.
No, not you.
I crash head.
17.
If you do that. Words come back.
You're pretty sure that this would work similar to a wall of force.
Which means?
The...
It means read between the clues.
Yeah.
The cage?
No.
Then I'm not getting...
Put the whole goddamn jack back in the box.
Oh.
That's my idea anyway.
What?
Ooh. Yeah, that is a good idea.
I thought so.
I'm completely lost.
Lucas, did you give us the command word?
Sure did.
Okay. You want to try it?
I mean, we got to run like hell.
We got a minute.
You won't close out from inside.
It correct.
It won't shrink.
Exactly.
Inside. Exactly.
We got a plan. My turn?
Okay. Sure.
I cast Banish on Lucas.
It won't work. You can't cast through it.
Yeah.
I can't cast through it at all?
No. You can't cast through it or from inside out.
It just says you can see within range.
Doesn't matter. The cage does not work that way.
Read the last paragraph.
No, I did.
That's different.
That is much different.
What?
It's a different spell. Did you read the last paragraph?
Oh. I was literally getting ready to read Wall of Force. So if that's the case, then I'll do that. Because I can.
I figured.
Yeah.
I like my idea better because it involves cinematics, but that's
I mean, you can be doing this while he's doing his thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we can communicate, right?
Is he even aware of what's going on?
Who?
Him. Kira, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bopping
no, I'll cast
it.
You're pretty obscured. They're probably having a hard time seeing you.
I cast Disintegrate on the wall.
Make a Constitution save. With advantage.
I think you're going to need your dice here in a second, Schroeder.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have a bad feeling about this.
Modified 20.
Yeah, that'll do it. You break the cage.
Break the cage.
I want to break free.
See, I'd love for you guys to actually start pushing for checks and trying to figure shit out on your own instead of me feeding it to you.
I had an excellent idea, thank you.
Right, but you guys wouldn't tell me what it was.
Right, we were going to banish.
We were going to banish, we were going to get outside, and we were going to shrink the tower. Bitch.
Yeah.
Because you said that, and then my question to you would be, where does he reappear? Because that the previous space is now gone.
That's my sixth spell slot for the day, brother. Yeah, no more sixths.
You'll be all
right. Right, but you wouldn't have been able to banish him from the outside.
No. The spell literally reads, you can't cast in or from and out. So banish just wouldn't have worked.
Yep.
Basically, would have bounced off.
You asked for creativity. That was
I know.
Creativity.
It was. It was. That's a very creative idea.
So my other thought
idea.
Was,
I
didn't
it.
Know. I didn't know what... Well, are we on a stone-floored thing? Like, my thought was to... Mold earth, but I didn't know.
Wood floors.
Oh, yeah, see, it wouldn't have worked then. I want to break free. I come out.
Yeah, there's smoke dissipating out into the room now.
Do not go in there.
I open the. Just smoke. I immediately open the trunk, pointing it at him again.
The trunk's still open. I never closed it.
Kira did.
Oh.
Yeah. You get a random roll. I don't know what's in it.
Random roll.
Rings of elemental earth.
How about you give me a DMG? Because I didn't bring mine.
It's a necklace of complete immunity.
Weird. I can Kronf never be hurt. Bonray spell book. Who knew?
Look, it's got all these angel feathers I know where and Kronf everything is. We needed. Here's all the rest of the components we need for the game. How to kill a demon lord. Oh, that's cool.
No, you guys have
already killed
so much weird shit
this
already.
This is a manual on how to kill all of them. With one shot.
Somebody roll me a D100. Somebody roll me a D100 more quickly.
48.
Roll 1d6 times on table C.
Well, that doesn't sound very good.
So roll me a d6.
6.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Higher numbers are better.
Come on, man.
Okay, table C. Roll me a d100.
85. Fastest time. I gave you one. 85.
85. It's a scroll of protection.
Oh.
I hand it to Lucas.
69.
Nice.
Yeah.
The six number is just a dildo.
It's a spell scroll of fifth level.
It's a spell scroll of dildo. Okay.
We will figure out what it is here shortly.
It's a spell scroll of 5 inches.
You want to roll the next one?
Ot 4.
A potion of superior healing.
Ooh. That's useful.
70.
Lucas, you want any of these? It's another spell scroll.
Oh, I thought we were all just rolling for the group.
What level?
Well, most of us can't use spell scrolls, Lucas.
It's a fifth level.
So 67. 2 fifth level spells?
Huh?
67.
A potion of mind reading. One more.
Ought to.
Another potion of superior healing.
Write that shit down. It's all yours. 2 potions of superior healing.
Potion of mind reading.
2 fifth level spell scrolls.
I missed what the other spell was.
And a scroll of protection.
That's awesome.
So, we have...
Where'd my little book go? Oh,
I wonder if they have a random scroll generator.
2 healing, 2 spell scrolls.
2 superior healing.
Right. One scroll of
protection.
What was the other thing? 2, that's 5 things. What was the 6th? Mind reading.
Mind reading.
Potion
of mind reading. We'll get to you eventually, Troy.
He's the dead guy.
I'm not holding my breath.
You're just over there memeing.
He's been the dead guy in the room the whole time. This is Saul. Spoilers for a movie that came out 20 years ago.
That's pretty funny.
All of a sudden, he takes off his hat of disguise.
He just gets up and peels off the makeup.
Okay, your first scroll is mislead.
Mislead?
I'm assuming these are actually...
It's a scroll of lie better.
A scroll of conjure elemental.
Ooh, that can be useful.
It was only 2 scrolls, right?
Yes.
They're both,
we had the name of the other.
As long as they're both fifth level, we're good.
Look up mislead and see if that's actually a spell in that book. Because it's not one I recognize.
I feel like it's not.
If not, your other one is cone of cold.
It is. It's a fifth level illusion spell.
Yeah, it's bard and wizard.
You become invisible at the same time that an illusory double of yours appears where you were standing.
Oh, that's cool.
The double lasts for the duration of concentration up to 1 hour, but the invisibility ends if you attack or cast a spell. You can use your action to move your illusory double up to twice your speed and make it gesture, speak, and behave in whatever way you choose. You can see through its eyes and hear through its ears as if you're located where it is. On each of your turns as a bonus action, you can switch from using its senses to your own. And back again.
Okay.
While you're using its senses, you are blinded and deafened in regard to your own surroundings.
That makes sense.
And that's it.
It's kind of epic.
Yeah, kind of cool.
Ground floor of the tower?
Wait, there's nothing on the next floor, no?
a couple of dead bodies of servants.
As you're looking through the lab, you do find a journal where he has been researching into demonology. You see that he's
a specific demon?
Nothing. I mean, you see lists of things that he has summoned in that circle.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastical Arsguation.
Does it provide instructions?
I mean, not really.
What's the last thing on the list that he summoned?
Any useful components lying around?
It's something called a Nabasu.
That sounds real bad.
Can I make a check to recognize what that might be? Should that be a religion or an arcana?
Probably arcana.
Can I do the same?
You don't know shit about the Gabagool.
That's a nat 20. Troy can see my dice right there. It's the Elder Sign. It's a nat 20.
Keep using that dice.
That's a different die.
It's clearly the weighted one that he bought.
Yeah.
These are from that Elder Dice Company. I don't remember who put it out.
Cheaters put it out.
Yeah, the Nabasu is a demon that eats souls.
And then
gets stronger because they ate them.
And then?
Typically kills other things.
And then? I'm waiting for the part where it invisibly stalks people and is hanging out in the tower right now. That's the next part I was looking for.
Well, the thing is...
you never know how to use that. We got that before.
It would have been nice to use this... Maybe on the chest that you just got wrecked by?
Why, what is it?
A fortuitous circumstance. This may manifest itself in many ways, including, but not limited to, double the loot reward, finding a door or chest unlocked, coming across a broken trap, bumping into someone you were looking for. Any manner of lucky happenstance.
The fireball goes off early and blows you out of the way of the force cage.
Exactly. That's exactly how I would have been like,
yeah.
Oh, that's what's happening?
Yeah. I'm going to give that to you because you're going to have a better idea where to use it.
Yeah.
There it is. I'm missing a card. I threw
one. No, you gave one to Grady. Oh, you need your card back.
But I didn't actually count.
His crit card, his don't get hit card.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't have that. I have the initiative one.
Yeah, but he gave you a card to read.
Yeah, I gave it back.
Oh, it's under my spellbook.
What is this one from?
Which one?
I don't know.
Okay.
Could have been laying there from last game.
Could have been.
Just throw it on the bottom of the deck.
So, based on this monster that we saw that was the last one that they summoned, does it make sense that it would have killed them the way that they're dead?
The thing that you couldn't figure out on the medicine roll? Yeah.
Okay.
They look kind of desiccated and...
Right. Solid. No. It's the call's coming from inside the house.
Nice.
Yeah, I was just confused by, like, I just assumed that because it sucked their souls out, that there wouldn't be defensive wounds. That's why I was asking.
Well, they have it. It does that after they're dead.
Ah, okay.
Not a Death Eater.
So, based on what we know on the summoning and that whole process, do they get taken back or do they stay in this plane?
His notes say it's been extremely easy to summon them lately.
Okay.
Kind of like they're already on this plane.
Yeah, I get that.
Makes sense.
Again. It works better here. The call is coming from inside this plane.
Is his name in the journal? Do we know who he is?
I'm sure you could figure it out.
What did his name tag say?
The Red Wizard Herring.
Huh?
I said when we rolled him, what did his name tag say?
Steve.
What was on his license?
Steve the Wizard.
So there's a good chance
it's
of this...
It's just a cup of
pot.
Tim the Wizard.
Good old Tim.
Yeah.
So there's a good chance this thing might potentially still be in the tower?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes. It's your time to leave.